The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most affordable, comprehensive, and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, car dealership, medical or dental practice, or you're a franchise owner, or you have an entrepreneurial mindset and you're ready to launch your business, we would like to coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website tips, marketing, advertising. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Why do we want to do that? Well, we've owned a business for decades, and we have a lot of useful information that will help you. And it's a way of kind of beta testing things that you want to do within your own business without actually having to go through the whole process to find out whether it will or will not work. Most of our information is very current, relevant, up-to-date, and it has been beta tested. So today we're going to be outlining whether or not you should or should not expand your business. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our call is recorded today, so we are unable to take your live calls. But you can email us again. That email number or email address, I should say, is info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about Video Broadcast Services. We do own an exclusive marketing firm. One of our tools for success is the power of video to drive qualified, intended traffic over to your website and much more. We do everything from websites, traffic, retention, video marketing, social media content, you name it, we do it, and we do it very effectively. But enough about us, because the program is about you and your business. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and glad to be on the show today. Really great topic that we have that we're going to be discussing, and really something that, you know, obviously every business owner wants to, but should they? Is the timing right? Is everything right? And a lot of things that they have to consider to make sure that it's done right. But, you know, talking about whether or not a business owner should expand their business and grow from where they're currently at.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that businesses make, is they open a business, they're very successful at it, and all of a sudden they want to open up five different, you know, locations, from coffee shops to retail stores to, you know, office practices. But, you know, I noticed a lot of doctors will open up multiple satellite offices, and, you know, which, you know, can be great. I think it's a great way to, you know, if you're an orthodontist, you're able to open up multiple practices, and you've got, you know, people working on your patients that are, you know, technicians and qualified people to take appointments while you're in one of the other satellite offices, and it's a great way to expand your business. So what is the criteria? And I think that it's one of those things where you really have to be careful of whether or not you're watering down the effect of what your product and service is by spreading yourself too thin. And I think that's probably the single most mistake that people make. And they really have to, you know, kind of look at whether or not they're really going to be able to duplicate their efforts at another location and effectively do that. And I don't know about you, Kyle, but I'm of the belief that when the owner's away, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And I'm not sure. I mean, you really have got to, in my opinion, the first criteria is you've got to look at your management and whether or not your management will have the ability to effectively run that business in your absence. What are the other things that you're thinking, Kyle, that a business owner should really be thinking about before they take that plunge of expansion?
Well, it's you know, it's funny. My wife and I, the other night, we were watching The Office, and it was an episode, ironically, that was on where Michael Scott went and started his own paper company. And anyway, they went to an accountant to look at their business model because they had been slashing all of their prices to outcut their competition. And their accountant says, "Yeah, the more you grow, the more you're going to go out of business." And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, your model's great for like a fixed model, but you've got a variable model. So which means the more clients you grow, the more employees you have to hire, but you're making less money because you have to pay for those employees. And so the bigger you get, the faster you're going out of business." And he couldn't wrap his head around it. So I just thought it was funny and ironic that that's today's show. And some things that business owners have to look at is, is their pricing model set up so that they can expand and they can grow and they can, absorb additional costs and so on as they grow in the future. And obviously some really important things for business owners to look at, because if you they start to grow, incorrectly, it can have an adverse effect versus a positive one.
Absolutely. And, there's just for me, I think that it can be a great way. I mean, you're thinking, okay, well, if I'm making X amount off one location, if I duplicate just by five more locations, and it always sounds good in theory, but I will say I've had a lot of people that have expanded, and that's been their downfall. Even if you kept a single location and you went from, 1,000 square foot store, and you decide to go to 5,000 square feet and add all this stuff. I mean, there's so many, mitigating factors that come into play with your business that you really need to think about. I can think of five businesses right off the top of my head that did that and immediately ended up in bankruptcy. So it's really something, and I'm certainly not here to discourage anybody from wanting to expand their business. But I think that there really has to be some stop gaps in place to ensure, like, you've got to hit these benchmarks in order to say, okay, well, once I hit this or once I hit this or once I hit that, then that definitely gives me the benchmark, if you will, that, okay, once I hit these, I know that it's safe for me to then expand. And it can be very, very tricky, even with acquisitions where you're, let's say you own an assisted living center and you're deciding to acquire multiple locations and you're taking on an existing business. I mean, you really got to look at their business model. You've got to, and I know this is like, acquisition and expansion 101, but I think sometimes people get a little giddy and get, super excited over the idea of opening multiple locations. Now, when I had my retail store, a lot of people wanted to open up stores, and I was definitely willing to do that. And I got to tell you, in the 20 plus years I was in business, I never found anybody that I felt that would have run it the way I wanted it run and run in my absence. So, I walked away from multiple people that really wanted to open up a retail store and duplicate what I had done, but it's really funny. In my mind, I knew what needed to be done, but I admit I was not great at translating that into, how to do it. And a lot of it is because, just like, for example, the merchandising aspect of it, I was extremely fluent in that. And I would try to teach it and try to teach it. And I realized some things you just can't teach. And there is a merchandising aspect, and I can see a lot of our listeners shaking their head. Anybody that's in retail will tell you, not all merchandising is created equal. I mean, there is an art to it, and a lot of people have difficulty doing that. And your merchandising really is your silent selling and how you actually are able to sell your product. So it's extremely important that on the expansion, it's not just about the numbers. It's about the people. It's about the location. One location is not equal to another location. I know, like in a franchise, I mean, there's certain parameters that they, and certain criteria that they put up in order for you to be able to expand your business. They don't just say, okay, yeah, sure, go rent that spot and we can throw a sandwich shop there. That looks good. I mean, there's certain things that you have to go through, and they've really done their homework in terms of what the demographics are for that particular location. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I highly recommend that nobody in business tries to, go into a multiple location until you've got a good 3 years minimum under your belt and know exactly what you're doing and before you even think about doing it. Can you think of anything else, Kyle, that people should really take into consideration before they go ahead and, take that plunge?
Some of the things that could be a quick mention that we've had shows on in the past is, just rising costs and inflation. We've talked in the past about the new minimum wage hike, health care and insurance and things like that. So these are all things that have to come into play when someone's considering an expansion.
Exactly. Well, this is a shortened show today. We've got lots going on here at Video Broadcast Services, but we do thank you for joining in today into the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, or you'd simply like to share a concept, an idea, or useful information that you've used within your own business or a product or service that you've used that's really helped your business, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697. Again, that number is 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.